Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Sticca of Certified Angus Beef. We're talking prime with John in just a moment. The Oklahoma Angus Association, in cooperation with the Oklahoma National Stockyards, is sponsoring an Angus Influence feeder calf sale Monday, November 11th at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. These high-quality Angus consignments will lead off the preconditioned turn on Monday the 11th. These lots will meet the standards of the Oklahoma National Stockyards on preconditioned cattle. They also must meet CAB visual specifications, and many will be coming out of programs like Angus Source and Angus Link. Angus Influence sale at the Oklahoma National Stockyards this Monday, November 11th.
Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
He joined the Certified Angus Beef team back in 1999, and for over a decade now has been their top hired hand. CAB President John Sticca says that with the improvement in genetics in the Angus breed over the last decade, that has increased the number of carcasses that are high choice, but also a lot more carcasses being graded prime. And he says that the marketplace has noticed.
You know, it is available more than ever before. You know, as an industry this year, where they're expecting we're going to be, you know, 72% choice and 8% prime on average. And what we have found is that there was a period of time in there, Ron, where our industry was running upwards of 10, 11% prime in the marketplace. And when that product was available, retail and food service really jumped all over it. And what happened is we kind of got them addicted to it. They really like the product. Their customers like it. And it presents that experience of taste, flavor, and juiciness that we want all beef customers to have. Now that we've backed that down to about 8%, 7% at the moment in that ballpark, you know, our customers still want it. And so the reality is we still need more than what we're getting today. Acceptance rates for certified Angus beef are going to average 35% this past year. We're running a few percentage points below that. And, you know, we certified 5.6 million head of cattle into the brand. And so one or two percentage points can influence a pretty significant amount of supply. Right. And so even though we're running about 31% acceptance this year compared to 33% this time a year ago, we still need to see more cattle hitting those 10 specifications for quality. Not because it's my opinion, but because the marketplace is saying we'll reward producers who can produce that quality of product because the demand is there.
And John Sticca said that one of the ways that the CAB brand has been able to sell more pounds year after year is to help the best chefs in the business be creative with certified Angus beef cuts.
Basically, what we've learned, Ron, is that through interactive, experiential-based learning, we can really drive demand in a nice way. And about 7.5 years ago, we opened our Education and Culinary Center in Worcester, Ohio. And what it allows us to do is really provide a complete immersive style of experience where our partners at retail and food service, domestic and international, can really learn everything they need to know about certified Angus beef, about the product, about our culture, about the people that we work with. They can learn and experience our direct tie to the cattlemen that own this brand. Mm-hmm. And when we provide that, whether it be a chef or a meat cutter, their confidence in the brand goes way up. And with that confidence, that increase in confidence, their sales increase as well, because we all get excited about selling something that we know and we appreciate and we're confident in. And we just see it time and time again continue to come back and help us drive demand.
Where's CAB going?
Tell you what, right now, for the future, we're headed down the same path. We're going to continue to promote the need for more quality in the marketplace, and we're going to continue to drive demand. It's a global market out there today, and we believe we have continual opportunities to grow here domestically, both at retail and food service, but it's a big, big world out there. This past year, we've had record sales into Japan, which we love to see that, but it's not just the big markets like Japan, who's just on any given month will be our number one or number two market globally, but it's smaller markets like Taiwan and Singapore, Colombia, the Dominican Republic. that they may not be necessarily big markets like Canada or Mexico, Japan, Hong Kong, Korea, but these are markets that still have a craving for our product. And in some of those markets, we've seen growth rates this past year in excess of 150 to 200% growth. And so we know that there's some substantial growth opportunities in many of those markets that may not be big, but they want our product.
President of the Certified Angus Beef Program, John Sticca. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.